This is Matt.
Hey, Matt. It's Gail at Local Splash. As I was texting you, telling you I'm late, I wasn't going to make it, I finally got freed. So, if you still have time, I'm happy to catch up with you now.
Yeah, give me one second. Let me run somewhere where I can chat. Hold on a second.
No problem. And if this is not convenient, I know I am late. So, if you need to reschedule, that's okay.
I can chat now if you're good.
Okay, I'm good. So,
just a few minutes, then I'll be. Hold on one second.
No problem. Looks like you had a busy schedule today.
Hello?
Yes. Hello? I'm here.
Sorry about that, Gail.
Oh, no worries. No.
Thank you. That's a question for you.
Okay.
So I know, let me pull this up here. I sent something in earlier today.
I know you mentioned you had questions about the dashboard. Well, you said Local Splash dashboard, and it says you have a lot of questions.
just a couple pointers and stuff here. So,
okay.
you, um, I don't know if I heard this or not, but I had a note here with my stuff from local, oh, that's in the wrong color. You guys were going to create, which profiles do you guys need access to? You named a number of them, and I don't know what you're doing. Google on Facebook, and I just need to know what they need from me.
And it looks like, so yes, Google Business Profile, it looks like we need access to yet. And I'm not seeing anything about, and actually, so since we're not doing Facebook ads, we don't necessarily need access to your Facebook page. But you had mentioned in, I think, an email after that, you wanted to talk about pay-per-click. Pay-per-click comes in several different forms, or formats, maybe is a better word for it. We can talk about those now, or if you want to run through some of your other questions before we tackle that one. But for now, as it sits, the way we're set up, we don't need Facebook access yet. So it looks like just Google Business.
I thought you guys were going to set up my Facebook profile.
It looks like, let me see. So we didn't do the Facebook ads. So for the package that you're on, we're not setting up the Facebook business page. Let me see here. Let me just check through the logs and make sure. Yeah, no, we don't have Facebook ads on there. So did you want to talk about what all those entail and what happens there, or you thinking that might be a direct?
No, you guys definitely tell me you're going to set the Facebook profile, but it's not a big deal.
Okay.
You're going to set the Google profile, though?
Yes. Yep, absolutely. So let's see here. Yep, so we need access then to your Google Business Profile. And I think there's an email here. Let me see what this one is. Okay. Search engine placements. Okay, good. I'm just looking through the logs here to see what they've done so far. Okay, now, did you get the login credentials for your dashboard so that you can log in there, Matt?
I did, yeah. There's nothing on there right now.
Okay. Yep, probably because we're still just getting rolling with everything. You see here, keywords, photos needed. Okay, so they sent an email to you on the 15th. That would have been Thursday. It looks like they were looking for copies of your business license or registration, any insurance cards or insurance documentation.
I sent the insurance.
Perfect, perfect. Okay. Let's see. And now, are you required to have like home inspectors, for example, in some states are required to have licensing through the state. GCs are also. Are you probably not required, are you?
It's a gray area.
Okay, gotcha. No worries. No worries. I understand gray areas. That's for sure. Okay. So it looks like right now all we're missing is that access to your Google Business Profile. And I'll put a message over to your technician too, just to make sure that looks like to me that's the only component we're missing.
Okay. I thought you guys were going to set like a form for me on a web page too.
Oh, like a lead capture form?
Yeah.
Yep, we certainly can. Is that something that you discussed with your technician when we did your onboarding?
We got a lot of things. That's why I said, like, let's talk, because a lot of stuff isn't done.
Gotcha. Now, have they created your website yet, or have you been able to view what we've got so far?
You guys aren't creating my website. I already have a website.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yep. Okay. So I'll put a message in to verify that. So capture form on site. Okay. Got it. I will check on that for you. And then I'll also just do a double check. Make sure that, your Google Business Profile access would be the one missing component that I can see.
Okay.
There we go. Okay.
What is the, I'm not sure if I even need this or even want it, but you guys were saying that you could set up the Facebook and add the logos, and that's why you need logos and stuff. What is that? Are you guys using that for SEO? Will that enhance my SEO to have a Facebook profile?
So Facebook, it's another layer that'll bring you additional business in addition to that first page map placement that we're working on. So a couple of the things that I really like about how Facebook does their paid ads now is in our ability to target. So there's, I don't even know, there's a ton of different criteria that we can target your ads in by. So we can target by age range, income level, whether or not there are children in the home, area, of course, things like that. So we can really get your ads in front of people who are more likely to buy and not displaying in front of the people who aren't going to buy. So making the leads that come through better quality leads for you. That's one part of the Facebook ads. The other thing I really like, and it's been really effective, is your ads will be retargeted. And you've probably experienced retargeted ads, even if you didn't know them by name. I'd experienced them forever and didn't know what they were called. This is a good time of year for an example. You've probably searched for something for Christmas online recently, right?
Right.
And then did you later have an ad for that item or something similar following you around, like in your games, in your Facebook feed, in your, heck, mine even shows up on my, yep, exactly. Those are the retargeted ads. So your ads will be retargeted the same way. They'll follow people around. And those impressions, when they're just showing in front of your prospects, don't cost anything for you, the advertiser. It's just free branding, free advertising. The only time a click counts, or I should say the only time you would get charged, is when they do click through to call you. So what happens a lot of the time is someone will search, let's just say snow plowing, and because they're sick to death of shoveling or their wife has been nagging at them, they didn't get the shoveling done fast enough. So she says, why don't you call a snow plowing service? Okay, husband goes in search of snow plowing service, but he doesn't do anything. He doesn't take action. He just looks. He Googles it. Your ad will start following them around. And it acts as a continual reminder that, hey, dude, you didn't get the snow plowing guy lined up. And then usually between somewhere, the magical number is between 5 and 12 times that somebody sees your business. Typically, they'll take action. And your ad will display one more time. And it's a reminder that they need to call you. And this shift kind of happens in their brain from the retargeted ads that they've been seeing, your ad will come up one more time in right in front of them, and they go, oh, hey, I didn't get that taken care of. Oh, look, there's 606 Land and Snow, and they feel like they know you and can trust you already because they've seen your ad. It gives them that familiarity about 606. And so when they do click through to call you, then, of course, they become a lead and a good lead at that. And those clicks average run about 50 cents. So super, super cheap. So, for example, we can add, it goes in $100 increments. We could add $100. It would be down to your monthly. And we purchase $100 every month in Facebook ad credits for you. We write the ads, run them, manage them, set up your Facebook business page. Literally, all you have to do from there on out is collect the inbound leads that come. We manage everything else. And we make sure that you don't go over that $100 if that's the increment you choose. So that's including any click-throughs that come through as leads. So you're not paying additional per click. The clicks are all included in that $100 a month in ad spend. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, so how do you make sure that it's not, you're not, people, if it's following them around, am I paying twice and doing double clicks, or how does that work?
Nope. So the ads, as they just show in front of people, like on their feeds, they don't cost you anything, which is part of what I like, because you get that free branding and you get your name out there without any clicks. I mean, if they don't click on you, then you're not charged anything. So, yeah,
okay,
you'll...
So I guess what I'm saying is, how do you know that maybe they've already... They called me, and and now they're getting ads, and they click on it to call me again.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm not paying twice. Go ahead.
I gotcha. Let me see. So, you know, actually, if they click through and take action, in other words, click through and call you, then the retargeted ads will stop for them. So, yeah.
I don't believe that. So what happens if they click it? What if they go to another ad? Are they clicking on it? And do I get charged again? Or are you guys logging it and making sure it's not duplicates?
So like if they click your ad twice, you mean?
Well, they already clicked and they looked at me, and then they, you know, a week later they see it again, they click. Am I paying each time they click?
I gotcha. Yes. Yes, you would, but I would say, though, I mean, if they're clicking you twice, and that would be $1.50 each on average, if they're clicking on you a second time, I would say they've probably got their mind made up, and I would bet that they're calling to hire you at that point. I mean, I can't think of any other reason why somebody would, you know, click through you twice.
Okay. If they, that's not an issue.
Okay. Great.
I just want the information. So, okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm interested. I want to look at the options here for pay per click. What I want to do, but the reason I want to try pay per click is, my phone's already going to be ringing a lot, but if we can have it ring more, I need to send more people up. So, I want to do like a very, time sensitive.
Okay.
Like it's going to snow on Thursday and Friday.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I want to like have like all the faucets all the way open those 3 days. Oh,
gotcha. So starting Thursday.
I'm gonna have someone probably helping me and answering phones and everything. So.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Okay. Good. Go ahead.
Yes. No. Probably. Wednesday, you know, that's when all the weather people are going to freak everybody out and people are going to
start
calling, so.
Okay. So let me do this, Matt. I know, let me see if I can catch my Facebook tech over here real quick. I just want to make sure that we could scramble and do it that quickly. Catch him before he leaves, that we're actually getting ready to close for the day, so I'm not sure if I'm going to catch him, but I'm going to try. I have no doubts about targeting, writing ads. I just want to make sure that we could get them realistically online and running by Wednesday. I don't want to give you bad info there.
Yep.
I'm thinking he must be gone for the day. Let's do this tomorrow morning. How much snow are you supposed to get, by the way?
I think they're going to tell us how much yet. Not that we're going to be the storm's coming.
So let me see. Yeah, he's not answering. He must have already closed up shop for the day. Let me do this, if you don't mind. I will get an answer first thing tomorrow morning when everybody gets in. That'll be about 9 o'clock your time tomorrow morning. They wouldn't work on it overnight tonight anyway, so we're really not losing a lot of time. But I'll reach out to them at our first thing, 7 o'clock Pacific, but it'll be 9 your time, and make sure that we can realistically get those up and running by Wednesday, so, yeah, day after tomorrow, and then give you a buzz in the morning, let you know what's going on.
Yeah, back to you, please.
Okay, absolutely, and I will also double...
Do you have my... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say I'll double check these other items that I made note of, too.
Okay, I think I have a couple other questions here. So you guys would have to set up a Facebook profile too by then.
Yes, yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
What else? I'm not sure what else you need for that, but cool. The forms is something that I want to have some help with, setting up a form on a website.
Okay, all right. Got it. And I will talk to your tech about that.
Okay, cool. I guess that's it. Okay. Yeah, I will. I guess you guys need access then to my Facebook too, and Google.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Correct.
I will get those to you. Cool. Thank you for calling me. I know it's late for you. Well, it's even later for you.
Yeah.
Are you on the East Coast?
I'm in Mountain Time Zone. I'm in Colorado. Everybody else is in California, but I'm in Colorado. So I'm used to working early and late. I work whatever is needed to help my clients. So I don't mind a single bit. Don't mind.
Cool. Let me know in the morning. I'll be waiting here for you.
I will. I'll give you a call right away tomorrow morning as soon as these guys get in.
Cool. Thanks, Gail.
You're welcome. Have a good night, Matt.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.